Welcome back, lifers, to another episode of Life Points with Rhonda, the podcast that helps you navigate life's challenges with practical wisdom and actionable advice, where we discuss important topics that affect our everyday lives. Today, I'm speaking to the collective, and our topic for today is What the Fuck? Respecting Personal Space and Mental Load, a topic that I think will resonate with many of you. Before diving in, I'd like to say that our podcast is a part of the World Podcast Network now, with over 1,000 podcasts. Visit the World Podcast Network at https://worldpodcast.network to listen to podcasts in over 12 genres. Come vote our podcast episodes up and help us rise on the leaderboard. If you have a podcast of your own, you can join for free. Now, I know that your time is valuable. So, let's get started, okay? What a fucking crazy day. Let's get started with a little story from just today that really highlights why we're talking about this. As someone who juggles roles as a business owner, spiritualist, and relationship coach, my days are usually packed with phone calls and visits. People reach out all the time, often looking for guidance or just someone to listen. But what struck me today was the sheer volume of demands, all urgent to the caller, but increasingly heavy for me to carry. Here's what got me. The calls kept coming, one after the other, and nobody seemed to pause to ask, is this a good time? Or even, how are you doing? It's all straight to what they needed, and I'm here to help. That's what I do. But it made me think about the mental and emotional space we all need, and often don't get enough of. This made me reflect on how we might not be respecting the personal space or the mental loads of those we turn to for support. It's about more than just the physical space. It's about recognizing someone's emotional and mental boundaries. So in this episode, we're going to explore why it's hard for some to respect these boundaries and what we can do to be more mindful of the personal and mental spaces of those around us. All right, let's break down two terms that are central to today's discussion, personal space and mental load. Understanding these can really change the way we interact with each other, both in personal relationships and in wider social interactions. First up, personal space. This is essentially the physical and emotional area around each person. It's your bubble, your personal comfort zone, and it varies from person to person. When someone enters this space without permission, it can feel invasive and uncomfortable. But personal space isn't just about physical proximity. It's also about respecting someone's privacy, their time, and their emotional capacity. Personal space is essentially the buffer zone we like to maintain around ourselves. It's our comfort zone, and it can be as real in a crowded subway as it is when we're scrolling through our social media feeds. Understanding personal space. Personal space isn't just physical. While it starts with the arm's length distance we might keep from strangers, it also encompasses the psychological and emotional boundaries that define our sense of privacy and comfort. Culturally, personal space varies dramatically. In countries like the United States or Canada, personal bubbles are quite large. Step too close, and people feel uncomfortable. Contrast that with nations like India or Japan, where crowded cities and public transport redefine the amount of physical space people consider normal. But personal space isn't static. It changes. It changes in professional settings, where more space might be preferred, or in social settings, where closer proximity might signify trust and friendship. Psychological and emotional space. On a psychological level, personal space includes our emotional comfort. How we handle our boundaries can be deeply personal and often traces back to our upbringing or past experiences. Privacy, a crucial part of our psychological space, plays out in our everyday interactions. Some of us might open up quickly, while others need more time. Respecting these boundaries is key to any healthy relationship, whether personal or professional. Digital space. Now, let's talk digital. Our personal space extends to our digital interactions too. Ever felt overwhelmed by too many messages on your phone or social media notifications? That's a boundary being tested. Digital etiquette is becoming just as important as real-world manners. Knowing when to pause, when to engage, and how to respect others' digital boundaries is becoming an essential skill in our connected world. Navigating personal space. So, how do we navigate this complex web of visible and invisible lines? It starts with awareness. being mindful of cultural, contextual, and individual differences can help us respect others' personal space. It's also about communication. Being clear about your own boundaries and respecting those of others can prevent discomfort and build stronger, more respectful relationships. Understanding and respecting personal space can make a world of difference in how we interact with each other. Remember always to give each other the room to breathe, both literally and figuratively. Always keep your boundaries healthy and your relationships respectful. Now, moving on to mental load. This concept might be a bit harder to visualize because it's not something you can see, like personal space. Mental load refers to all the mental work you carry around, planning, worrying, remembering, and organizing your daily life and the lives of those connected to you. It's the to-do list in your brain that never seems to end. While we're discussing boundaries and personal space, it's essential to segue into a closely related concept, mental load. Mental load refers to the ongoing management of household and personal tasks, alongside the cognitive and emotional labor that comes with it. It's like a form of mental clutter that can invade our personal space in less visible, but equally significant ways. Consider this. Every day, people juggle countless tasks, from paying bills and scheduling doctor's appointments to keeping track of family needs and work responsibilities. This mental load often goes unnoticed, but takes up significant psychological space, affecting how we manage our personal and professional lives. The mental load can disproportionately affect certain groups. Research shows that women often bear a heavier burden in managing these household and emotional tasks, which can affect their personal and professional well-being. This imbalance not only impacts personal space and relationships, but also contributes to broader discussions on gender roles and equality. So, what happens when our mental load becomes too much? It can lead to burnout, stress, and even resentment in relationships. It crowds our mental personal space, leaving less room for relaxation and self-care. Managing mental load effectively involves delegation and communication. It's about being open with partners or colleagues, about sharing responsibilities fairly, and ensuring that everyone's psychological space is respected. Technology can also be a double-edged sword here. While it offers tools to manage our lives more efficiently, it can also add to the mental load with constant notifications and the expectation of immediate responses. Clearing this mental clutter is crucial. It requires setting boundaries, not just physically, but emotionally and digitally. This way, we can reclaim our personal space in all dimensions, leading to a healthier, more balanced life. Understanding personal space and mental load is about more than just physical boundaries. It's about recognizing and respecting the unseen labor that we all carry. By addressing these issues openly, we can foster environments where personal and emotional spaces are valued and protected. While we're discussing boundaries and personal space, it's essential to segue into a closely related concept, mental load. Mental load refers to the ongoing management of household and personal tasks, alongside the cognitive and emotional labor that comes with it. It's like a form of mental clutter that can invade our personal space in less visible, but equally significant ways. Consider this. Every day, people juggle countless tasks, from paying bills and scheduling doctor's appointments to keeping track of family needs and work responsibilities. This mental load often goes unnoticed, but takes up significant psychological space, affecting how we manage our personal and professional lives. Mental load can disproportionately affect certain groups. Research shows that women often bear a heavier burden in managing these household and emotional tasks, which can affect their personal and professional well-being. This imbalance not only impacts personal space and relationships, but also contributes to broader discussions on gender roles and equality. So, what happens when our mental load becomes too much? It can lead to burnout, stress, and even resentment in relationships. It crowds our mental personal space, leaving less room for relaxation and self-care. Managing mental load effectively involves delegation and communication. It's about being open with partners or colleagues, about sharing responsibilities fairly, and ensuring that everyone's psychological space is respected. Technology can also be a double-edged sword here. While it offers tools to manage our lives more efficiently, it can also add to the mental load with constant notifications and the expectation of immediate responses. Clearing this mental clutter is crucial. It requires setting boundaries, not just physically, but emotionally and digitally. This way, we can reclaim our personal space in all dimensions, leading to a healthier, more balanced life. Understanding personal space and mental load is about more than just physical boundaries. It's about recognizing and respecting the unseen labor that we all carry. By addressing these issues openly, we can foster environments where personal and emotional spaces are valued and protected. Both of these concepts are incredibly important for our mental health and for maintaining healthy interpersonal relationships. When personal space is respected, people feel more secure, less stressed, and more valued. Similarly, when someone acknowledges the mental load you're carrying, it can alleviate pressure and help foster a supportive and understanding relationship. It's crucial, then, to recognize and respect these boundaries. Not doing so can lead to stress, burnout, and even resentment in relationships. By understanding and honoring each other's personal space and mental load, we can help each other maintain our mental health and strengthen our connections with one another. In our daily lives and interactions, these considerations play a key role in creating an environment where everyone can feel comfortable, respected, and supported. This episode was not to rain on your parade. I simply wanted to take you on a deep dive into a topic that, frankly, makes me want to say, what the fuck? Quite often, it is about dumping on someone as soon as they pick up the phone or you see them. It's something that happens all too frequently, and it's a perfect example of what not respecting someone's mental space looks like. So, let's completely understand that we totally understand what not the fuck to do. You call someone, they say hello, and without any pause, you start unloading everything on them. What the fuck, right? Where's the space for a breath? Where's the moment to check in and see if the other person is even in the right headspace to handle this dump of information or emotion? This behavior is more than just annoying. It can be genuinely harmful. It shows a lack of consideration for the mental load the other person is already carrying. We all have our own battles, our own day-to-day worries, and when someone just jumps in without a simple, "How are you today?" or "Is now a good time to talk?" it can add an unnecessary strain. It disregards the personal space that encompasses not just physical boundaries, but emotional and mental ones as well. What we need to start doing is being more mindful. It's about respecting the fact that just because someone is physically available or even emotionally supportive, it doesn't mean they're always mentally prepared to take on more. So, a good practice is to start any conversation, especially those that might involve heavy topics, with a check-in. Ask, "Is this a good time?" or "I have something serious to discuss. Are you okay to talk about it now?" It's a simple step, but it shows you respect them and their mental space. It acknowledges that their mind might be full, their trash can might already be overflowing, and they might not be ready to take on more just yet. Incorporating these simple checks into our interactions can make a huge difference in maintaining healthy, respectful, and supportive relationships. It's about recognizing that what you need to unload might just be the last straw for someone else's day. So let's try to avoid those "what the fuck" moments by starting our conversations with mindfulness and respect. As we delve deeper into today's topic of what the fuck, respecting personal space and mental load, let's talk about the social behaviors that contribute to these frustrations. It's one thing to unintentionally cross boundaries, but it's another when there's a consistent pattern of disrespect for time and personal space. Now, why do some people struggle so much with respecting boundaries? It often boils down to a lack of awareness or understanding of how their actions impact others. This can stem from cultural norms, upbringing, or simply not being taught how to recognize and respect personal boundaries. Take the example of time, the one resource we all have in equal measure, yet is often not respected. How often have you arranged your schedule to accommodate someone, only to have them show up late or cancel last minute? What the fuck, right? It's not just about the time lost. It's about the lack of respect shown for your time and effort. It can leave you feeling undervalued and frustrated. And when it comes to personal space, this isn't just physical. It's also about invading someone's emotional and psychological space with demands, expectations, or even just dumping emotional baggage on them without warning. This behavior can be exhausting and can push people to their limits. So, what can we do about this? It starts with each of us. We need to be more conscious of how we engage with others? Are we asking if it's a good time to talk? Are we making assumptions about someone's availability just because they're physically present? Are we giving people the space they need to process and respond? Encouraging more respectful social behaviors isn't just about avoiding stepping on toes. It's about creating a more empathetic and considerate community. It's about understanding that everyone has their limits and recognizing the signs when someone is nearing theirs. This awareness can drastically reduce those what the fuck moments and lead to healthier, more respectful interactions. By starting to change our behaviors, asking the right questions, and showing that we value others' time and emotional space, we can begin to shift the culture of immediate gratification and thoughtlessness that leads to so much frustration and stress. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about what we can do to manage these situations better. It's all about setting clear boundaries and communicating effectively when those boundaries are crossed. Here's some practical advice to help you navigate these often tricky waters. Setting clear boundaries. Be explicit about your needs. It's important to clearly state what you need from others regarding your time and space. This might mean telling a friend, "I need the first few minutes of our catch-up call just to decompress and chat about light topics before we dive into deeper issues." Use simple, direct language. When setting boundaries, simplicity is key. Say something like, "I block out my mornings for focused work, so I prefer not to take calls during that time." Consistency is key. Once you set a boundary, stick to it. Consistency helps people understand your limits and respect them more over time. Reinforce positively. When someone respects your boundaries, acknowledge it and thank them. Positive reinforcement can encourage continued respect. Communicating. When your space is not being respected, address the issue promptly. If someone crosses a boundary, address it as soon as possible. The longer you wait, the more difficult it may become to bring it up. Be specific. Explain how the action affected you and why it's important to keep that boundary in place. For example, when meetings run over, I end up working late, which affects my downtime at home. Keep emotions in check. Try to speak calmly and clearly without letting frustration get the better of you. Say something like, "I know you might not have realized, but I felt overwhelmed when you brought up that topic unexpectedly." Suggest alternatives. If someone's behavior is not aligning with your needs, suggest practical alternatives. For instance, "If you need to talk about something serious, can you text me first to check if it's a good time?" By setting clear boundaries and effectively communicating when they are not respected, you're taking important steps towards maintaining your mental well-being and ensuring your relationships are healthy and respectful. These strategies are not just about protecting your space, but also about fostering mutual respect and understanding, which are foundational for any relationship. As we come to the end of today's episode, let's quickly recap the important points we've covered about respecting personal space and managing mental load. We discussed what personal space and mental load mean and why they are so crucial for our mental health and the health of our interpersonal relationships. We've talked about how disrespecting these can lead to those all too frequent "what the fuck" moments, and how these moments aren't just frustrating, they can also be harmful to our well-being. It's clear that being more aware of our actions and the needs of others can make a significant difference in our social interactions and personal relationships. Remember, setting clear boundaries and communicating effectively when those boundaries are crossed are key strategies to ensure that your personal and emotional spaces are respected. And when someone respects your boundaries, take a moment to acknowledge and appreciate it. This not only reinforces positive behavior, but also makes the effort worthwhile. If you find yourself consistently overwhelmed or notice that your trash can is always full, don't hesitate to seek support. Whether it's talking to a friend, consulting with a coach, or seeking professional help, remember that managing your mental load is crucial for your overall health. Let's all make a conscious effort to respect the personal space and mental loads of those around us. It's not just about reducing the number of "what the fuck" moments, though that certainly helps, but about building a more considerate, empathetic, and respectful society. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you found it insightful and empowering. Keep respecting those boundaries and take good care of your mental space. don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you never miss a life-changing episode. Share the podcast with friends and family who might benefit from our discussions. And for even more exclusive content, be sure to check out our Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube channels. You can check out my podcast on nycpodcastnetwork.com as well as mediagirlnetwork.com. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, you can hit me up at lifepointswithrhonda@gmail.com. Also, would you like me to speak about a specific topic? Simply send me your suggestions to lifepointswithrhonda@gmail.com. Until we meet again, may you walk gently upon the earth, treating yourself and others with kindness, understanding, and love. Be respectful of others when dumping your worries and troubles, and in respect to others, offer the same courtesy. This is Rhonda, signing off from Life Points with Rhonda. Take care of yourself, and remember, you are deserving of all the love in the world. For those of you who need to wind down and take a breather, please continue to the mindfulness meditation that follows. Please find a safe spot where you are quite calm and can relax. As we explore personal space and mental load, let's focus on a powerful tool that can help manage both, mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, aware of our thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. When applied to relationships, it can significantly deepen understanding and appreciation between partners. Let's dive into a mindfulness meditation exercise designed for couples or individuals looking to strengthen their relationships. Whether you're listening with your partner or alone, this meditation aims to foster empathy, reduce stress, and clear the mental clutter that can crowd our emotional space. First, find a quiet place where you can sit comfortably for a few minutes without interruptions. If you're with your partner, sit facing each other. If you're alone, simply find a peaceful spot to sit quietly. Pause for 5 seconds. Close your eyes. Begin by taking deep, slow breaths. Inhale through your nose, allowing your chest and belly to rise as you fill your lungs with air. Exhale slowly through your mouth. As you breathe out, imagine releasing any tension you're holding. Pause for 10 seconds. Continue breathing deeply. With each inhale, imagine drawing in peace and calm. With each exhale, let go of stress or irritation. Notice the points of contact between your body and the chair or floor. Feel grounded in this moment. Pause for 10 seconds. Now bring your attention to your heart space. Imagine a warm, soft light glowing in your chest. With each breath, this light grows warmer and brighter. Pause for 10 seconds. If you're with your partner, visualize this light extending from your heart to theirs, connecting you on a deep emotional level. If you're alone, imagine this light extending out to your loved ones, strengthening your bonds, even from afar. Pause for 10 seconds. In this space, reflect on the personal space each of you needs to feel comfortable and respected. Acknowledge silently to yourself what you need from your partner and what you are willing to give in return. Pause for 10 seconds. Now gently begin to shift your focus from the heart back to your breathing. Notice the rise and fall of your chest as you inhale and exhale. Pause for 5 seconds. When you feel ready, slowly open your eyes. If you're with your partner, share one thing you felt during this meditation. If you're alone, jot down any insights or feelings that arose. Mindfulness meditation can be a sanctuary, offering a break from the mental load we carry and respecting the emotional and psychological space we each need. Integrating regular mindfulness practices into your life can help nurture your relationships, making them more fulfilling and resilient. Remember, mindfulness is not just about reducing stress. It's about enhancing our capacity to connect with others and ourselves. It helps us become more aware of our needs and the needs of those we care about, fostering compassion and empathy. As we continue our journey through understanding personal space in relationships, keep in mind that tools like mindfulness are not just practices, but pathways to deeper connection and harmony. Peace out, lifers.